The only people whose soul can truly magnify the Lord are people who acknowledge their lowly estate and are overwhelmed by the condescension of the magnificent God. John Piper. December 5th. But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. Micah 5:2. This world is full of little towns, filled with people who live most of their lives in the confines of that little town. I myself was raised in such a town, and know firsthand that oftentimes those who live in these little towns feel forgotten, left out, marginalized, and insignificant. Our Savior was born in the little town of Bethlehem to two nobodies by the world's standards. And this is so significant because it is a reminder that God is a God who uses the weak things of the world to shame the strong, the small things to show up the big. He is a God of the little and the big. So if you feel lonely, forgotten, or little this Christmas, the little town of Bethlehem, a poor carpenter, his virgin bride, a little stable, and a manger reminds us that God often uses small beginnings to bring about great blessings.